I'm an artist and I'm based in Oakland, California. I actually have a background that's more in video installation, but I also do these interventions in the environment. And one of them is snow drawings. And snow drawings is a project that started in 2009 at Anderson Ranch Art Center during an artist residency in winter. And I did this in my spare time just to have fun outside, and I was walking on that golf course that they have next to them. You know, I had snowshoes and I started making these patterns, and I thought, huh, yeah. So I took my camera out and photographed them, and that's sort of when it started becoming interesting to me because of the light, because the sun and the camera position do something really interesting. Depending if they are on the same side or on opposite sides, the image becomes dark, the imprint, right? Or they become really white. I thought that was interesting, so I did more of that just by myself. And then the next year I had an opportunity to go to a place near Steamboat Springs, Colorado, actually a ranch that's called Carpenter Ranch, that's run by the Colorado Nature Conservancy. And I was doing patterns on the Yampa River, which was sort of frozen. It wasn't quite safe what I did, I have to admit, but I did it anyways. And I did it by myself, so didn't put anyone else in danger. That was the first time I got an opportunity to see them from above, because a local pilot offered that he would take me up so I could photograph them. I had gone back to that piece several days in a row, so it was quite big. And I thought, and it was amazing, you know, it was just awesome out there to walk these patterns in this amazing landscape, and everything was quiet except the crunching of my footsteps. I just totally loved it, and I thought, you know, this would be something to get other people involved in and to share with other people, because it is so meditative and so nature-oriented and such a deep nature experience. And then also we could create much bigger pieces, right? So that was when that idea was born, and I went back to that area, the Steamboat area, the next year. By then 2012, and did a piece at Rabbit Ears Pass, just out of Steamboat toward Denver, with maybe about 10-12 volunteers. The next year we did a really big piece, which was 2.5 days, starting Friday afternoon, with approximately 70-75 participants on the Catamount Lake, which is a man-made reservoir lake. And that was actually an amazing piece. It was really, really hard work. So I thought, you know, people are not going to stay for long. But they did. This is Colorado. Coloradans are really outdoorsy people, and they love doing these kinds of things. So we created a really amazing piece. Since then, I've done the Alps in France, where I was invited by a ski valley, like several communities invited me to do a project there. And then upstate New York, I've done a few pieces near Syracuse, further up the Hudson Valley, and also in Vermont. And I had this in my mind for a long, long time that I would really love to do a snow drawings piece here. So I was really thrilled when CORE approached me about this, contacted me and asked if I would want to do that. Here, Ashcroft is amazing. This valley is just so, so beautiful. And really made for it. We are struggling with snow conditions. They are not good. The snow is too old, too pockmarked. It would have been nice to get a new dusting on it, at least a couple inches within the past week, which did not happen. But we are doing what we can, and this project has a lot of unpredictable elements always. You know, the community, the people, how will they interpret my concept, my pattern system that I give them, because it all happens in the moment, it all happens while doing, it's not preconceived, it's not a design that I make in advance, it's more about a system of patterns that everyone agrees to, and that makes the piece. But, you know, every community is different, and then of course it's always the weather conditions that cannot be predicted. And I have to say, so far I've been fairly lucky most of the time. Vermont usually has tons of snow, and last winter they just didn't, barely any at all. So many people have no more relationship to nature, and that I think is really dangerous. Environmental concerns should be on the top of everyone and everything and every government, but unfortunately they are not. Projects like this get people closer to nature, and also on a larger sense, because these projects have been, or the images of them and the videos of them have been traveling. People have seen this and find it really amazing, and it speaks to them, and hopefully it also makes them aware how important these environments are. Because basically this artwork embeds itself into the environment, it enhances the landscape. So it's both. It's about landscape and about art, not just about one of them. I hope that through the art, the landscape comes back into people's mind and they realize, wow, this is so important. We need to protect this and preserve it. We can't just rip it all up and put whatever mining sites on it or distract oil or whatever it is from it. And hopefully this gets people's minds going, you know, that we need these environments and that we need the water and we need the air and we need to protect those elements too.
Given the heat and the snow conditions, do you see a strong correlation with the climate change issue in this particular project?
Yeah, I do. I have definitely, you know, we try to find a good time for it. Like, are we going to do it in January or February or March, for instance? It always, this discussion comes up with whoever the organization is that helps me realize the project or facilitates the project on site. It always goes like this. Well, normally we have winter from December all the way through March. This used to be a given and it used to be what it always has been. But within the past years, you never know. It's been so different. And, you know, sometimes the snow melts away. Sometimes we haven't had any snow. So this discussion comes up all the time. I had one project which failed completely. I was in southern Finland for 7 weeks and was hoping to do a snow drawings project on the frozen archipelago that's southwestern Finland. It's the archipelago that faces towards Sweden, which is an amazing, amazing landscape. Well, usually this archipelago freezes in winter and, you know, then snow falls and you can do it on the ice, right? On the snow. Just like I did on Lake Catamount. Winter was just, it was just raining all that winter. There was no snow. It was not cold enough. It was just miserable the whole time. No snowfall at all. The archipelago didn't freeze. They all told me we've never had this before, right? Or Vermont too last year. They were all like, the last time that happened was like 20 years ago. And now they are always facing these weird situations in winter, apparently, where they can't rely on their winters and their snow and their temperature going down enough. So yeah, it's definitely something that comes up all the time.
It's not necessarily the original intent of the project, but it's become a layer.
It's become part of it, yes. It's not the original intent of it. The intent of it is more about nature immersion, about personal experience in nature, and then the images, you know, also speaking to a larger audience, to the larger public. This climate thing just ends up becoming part of it.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.